To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Thursday news, listeners, and time for your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 20th of January, 2022. Got the best technology news for you that's happened over the past couple of days, and it's coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, we're starting off with things in the UK and the government cracking down on misleading crypto ads. Yes, the UK government does have a plan. Basically, what this means, it will ensure any crypto promotion will be held to the same standards as promotion for stocks, shares, and even insurance products. Plus, it will fall in line with the rules set by the Financial Conduct Authority, or FCA. Now, of course, the UK government, not the first to be cracking down on crypto ads. Spain's been doing it, and currently Singapore's authorities are asking crypto companies not to market their services to the public. Now, the reason why the UK government's deciding to step in on this? Well, that's because about 2.3 million people in the country actually already own some sort of crypto asset. Hey, speaking of money, this definitely was not bought with crypto. At least I don't think so. I think Microsoft just kind of searched between the cushions and their couch there at the headquarters and saw, woohoo, look at there. We got almost $70 billion. What do you want to do with it? Well, let's buy Activision Blizzard. Those of you not familiar with Activision, that's the publisher of, say, Call of Duty or World of Warcraft. So yes, this definitely involves gaming. The exact figure will be about $68.7 billion that we'll be exchanging with Activision, making this Microsoft's biggest push into the gaming industry. And of course, with this acquisition, Microsoft plans to add Activision games to Xbox Game Pass, meaning Microsoft soon will be publishing things like Warcraft, Diablo, Call of Duty, Candy Crush. Actually, the list could go on and on. Now, this wouldn't be the first big deal when it comes to gaming for Microsoft. Just over a year ago, ZeniMax Media, yeah, they bought that for $7.5 billion, a lot less than what they just paid out for Activision. Staying with gaming news, Google has said, alrighty, Android games on PC, let it be, at least in beta. Yes, a limited beta is what Google is calling it. We'll bring Android games to Windows PCs. And when we mean limited beta, it's also limited countries. Folks residing in Hong Kong, South Korea, and Taiwan, well, you'll be the first to experience Google Play games on your PC. No word yet, though, when it's going to be going to other countries around the world. Now, if you happen to be residing in those countries, you'll have to go to the sign-up page to access the current beta. But once you're all in, Google is promising seamless gameplay sessions between a phone, a tablet, Chromebook, and yes, your Windows machine. Going on to say, you'll be able to easily browse, download, and play your favorite mobile games on your PCs, and in by doing so, taking advantage of that larger screen. Well, that is if you've got a larger screen. And finally, hey, if you were waiting for FedEx planes up there above to start playing laser tag, well, I'm sorry, I'm just about to dampen your hopes on that. Actually, this is kind of coming off a rumor that happened a few days ago. Now, why did the FAA and the U.S. want FedEx to attach lasers to their planes? Well, apparently it's to knock missiles out of the sky. However, though, apparently this is a whoop. We still need to do an actual internal study to see if this is even possible. In actual fact, the U.S. has actually been exploring ways to protect airliners from missile strikes. And the whole FedEx proposal was for an infrared laser countermeasure system. That system actually is to blind incoming missiles before they actually hit anything. However, though, now it seems this is all hush-hush. Maybe this was never supposed to come out in the first place. You know, top secret government, all that sort of stuff. So as of now, at least any commercial U.S. airplanes or FedEx themselves, they haven't installed any of this tech yet. We also don't know what system was actually going to be installed in the first place. Again, we're probably not supposed to know that. Probably we weren't supposed to know anything about this in the first place. Got a story? No one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, yes, is of course located at britishtechnetwork.com. Find all the BTN podcasts over there. Support the new show over there too. We rely on your generosity to keep this show going. So if you love what we do, head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Find us on our Facebook page too at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And come by the Slack room today and join the BTN community. We'd love for you to be a part of the fun right now at britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way for your Friday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, hope you have yourself a fantastic Thursday, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting this show.